Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Hey, happy Thursday. If you're taking Friday off, last day of the week. Sorry, yeah.
A 3-day week for you. Congrats.
It's like, yeah, if you take Friday off, your week does end earlier.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, good job, mate. Oh my gosh, so excited for this news that's come out. Now, earlier in the week, we talked about how Big Brother was apparently confirmed. Apparently, maybe Channel 7 will be taking it on, but it was all speculation. It's happening.
Ooh.
It's happening.
It's such a noughties guitar riff.
Yeah. Oh, can I change this to my ringtone?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
No, you can't. Oh. We can get your polyphonic version.
Oh, right.
But
you've
got to text through on 13 3353.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost me $8 to get that one.
Every time we text you after that,
yeah,
it'll cost you $8.
Yeah. But yeah, TV Black Box, which is this awesome website all about your favourite shows, and they've got all the contacts. They've confirmed it is locked in. Channel 7 is going to be taking it on.
Channel 7?
Yeah. So you know how they've just gotten rid of Sunday Night? They've sort of freed up some airspace.
They got rid of the journalism program so that they could fill it with Big Brother.
Yes, but obviously they should have looked, you know, Channel 10 got rid of it. Channel 9 got rid of it. Channel 7 were like, can't be that bad.
We can nail this.
We can make it happen. But yeah, Endem Will Shine, which is the company that does it. They also do Survivor, Married at First Sight. They are bringing it back. They've
confirmed
it. I can't
wait for the ABC to pick it up in a couple of years.
I can't wait for it to be on SBS next year.
It's going to be great. All these foreign people.
So excited. Are you going to apply for it?
No.
Oh, it's my dream to go on.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as I know how it's happening, I'm on. I'm doing it. I'm getting in there.
Okay.
Well, I'm applying to
get
on there.
You'll be applying, yeah. I don't know that you're controversial enough.
Well, that's the thing. I'd win. You know, I'm not there to stir the pot. I'm there to just have a great time and win the money in the end.
You know, people, it's a popular vote, right?
Yeah, and I would be the most popular person there.
Right. Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on. This is a good part.
Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa.
That's the best bit.
That was really good. So anyway, it's coming back. It's coming back. Thanks so much for listening to my exciting news. This is the best day of my life. Let's continue on.
It's as simple as that. She's easy to please.
Dirty before 6:30.
Oh, now it's dirty before 6:30, so as you always say, because I'm going to try and take control for this one, this is my story.
Steer the ship that is dirty.
Yeah, these are the stories that aren't good for little ears, so that's why we're playing them earlier on in the show.
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, away from little ears.
Away from little ears, there you go. So, today's story, it is a bit more adult. It's a new trend that's coming. It's a digital dating trend, and you may have been affected by this.
Oh, really?
If you were in that market. So, I know that it's bad, but people send nudes, okay?
Well,
people send
if it's
nude photos.
Consensual
themselves.
Between you and your partner,
yeah, absolutely.
That's lovely.
It's weird. It's weird stuff.
I don't do it because I feel like once it's on the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. You've got to be brave if you're putting your pics out there
they
because
say
you
the
never know what's
going
to happen.
Forever.
Yeah, 100%, right? So, there's this new trend going around where guys are sending photos of their junk, their bits, you know, their package, and they're editing it. So you're getting a fake image of what, so it's still theirs, but you're getting a fake expectation of what their stuff looks like because
what
they've edited
packing.
It to maybe be a little bit bigger or just a little bit smoother here and a little bit nicer there.
Are we talking angles, like using a clever angle to?
Well, no. This is firstly taking it on a nice angle, but then going ahead and putting it into some sort of
Photoshop.
App on your phone or a Photoshop on your lappy and just editing it to make it look a little bit nicer as you would with a face photo.
So when you edit said photo, are there, like when you do your face, there's pre-settings, like there's filters, there's things that go, oh, I recognise that's
teeth
a face.
Teeth whitening or no red eye. I don't think that there's anything for the bits.
I mean, if it's red eye.
Okay, you need to just stop. You need to go to a doctor. But no, I don't think there's anything like that. I think this is people going out of their way to try and make it look better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go. So that's apparently a new thing going around. You got to question the authenticity of everything you get on your phone these days.
I can't wait until they cross it over with the Snapchat filters and you get one with a dog face.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch up on Hit FM.
It is time to catch up with Dean McCarthy because Sianos, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott did not realise this, but turns out they've broken up.
Yes, very sad stuff. But I do not know the details, but you know who will know the details?
He will. Dean McCarthy live on the phone from LA. Mate, what is happening here?
Good morning. Look, everyone put on your surprise faces. None of us saw this coming. A Hollywood relationship has ended very quickly. No, I shouldn't laugh because I have a chance. That's pretty dark. Here's the deal, right? Kylie Jenner, Tristan, Travis Scott have broken up. Honestly, bit of a surprise. I will say that because only very recently we've been seeing photos of them together, and he was on her big yacht for the birthday, and she did this Playboy shoot, and he interviewed her. I think he even shot it, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, up until now, we didn't see it coming, but there's obviously a lot of pressures on two people who are so in the spotlight. You know, she's probably one of the most famous people in the world, you know, so there's a lot of stories and photos and everything. Because not a big surprise that it's hard for her to have a relationship.
Will he have any claim to any of her money? Because she's like, obviously, would she be way more wealthy than him?
Oh, she's way more wealthy than all of them, yes. He'd be worth like a few mil or maybe whatever, but she's worth a billion. So, yeah, actually, he might actually be able to claim like spousal support. So he may not actually do that, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. Like, I mean, it's pretty hard to keep your rap cred when you're, like, going after your ex-girlfriend for money. Yeah.
Well, those two, who knows? Maybe they'll just go on a break and they'll get back together. You know, you can't judge with those two. But let's move on. Earlier in the show, we actually spoke about how Big Brother is returning. But you've got more details on that. And also, were you on Big Brother Australia?
So, yes, for a week. Basically, they brought me on as part of this thing called House 2. It was to traumatise House 1. It was hilarious, and they filmed us all in the house in the Gold Coast and everything. So I posted a video of my scenes on Instagram today, and people just, like, think it's hilarious because I had to have a tantrum. Big Brother, it's coming back. We don't know which network, probably Channel 7, is what they think, because it's done 9. You know, Sonia Kruger hosted on 9, Gretel hosted it on 10, and so did those other two radio presenters.
Kyle and Jackie O, for a year.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. We don't know where it's going to be held. It may not be shot in Dreamworld. Oh. It may not. I don't know if it will. I honestly don't know if it will.
Yeah, right.
I don't know where, but I don't know.
Well, I think...
such a bad rap last year, isn't it?
I think we can confirm that at least it won't be on the ABC, most likely Channel 7.
For sure. I can confirm that for sure, yeah.
Hey, Dean, let's wrap things up with Justin Timberlake. He was at Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah, poor Justin Timberlake this morning got, well, an attempted attack. A guy jumped on the ground, grabbed Justin Timberlake by the foot, tried to trip him over, but of course, you know, 17 bodyguards pinned the guy to the ground. Mm. This is the guy that, he is the guy that tried to look up Kim Kardashian's dress. He is the guy that grabbed, he had been from behind and tried to lift her up, and she elbowed him in the face. So this guy, he's like a celebrity prankster, I think, Vitino or something. I think he lives in England. But here's the thing. I don't know how he gets so close to these people.
Yeah.
Because you actually can't. Like, I don't know. I have no answer. Because, you know, even to get on the red carpet or something, you have to be either a really famous person or a part of the press. And even then, you have to be fully credentialed. They check you. You have to go through all these processes. To be, you know, searched and everything. Like, I have no idea. So there's no answer. I have no answer as to how he got so close.
Weird.
Like,
so weird. Maybe he's paying the security or something just for a prank. Who knows? Mm. But
something
he's
like
in
that.
The news, so.
Yeah. Dean, thank you so much for filling us in today. I'm off to go and watch your scene on your Instagram, at Dean McCarthy. Go and watch Dean's Big Brother scene. It entertains me no end.
Bye, guys.
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian. Probably.
Today, Sianos, is World Techies Day.
Oh, it sure is. Now, any technician, this includes you, all right? You could be working at a radio station. You could be working...
You could just be the local IT guy at the
office.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you're technically minded, today is to celebrate you.
Today's your day.
Dumb questions that you put up with day in, day out. How do I make this work?
Maybe you're just a little call person. Turn it off, turn it on again. Just the classic, you know?
So in the idea of celebrating those people, we actually have a few of those guys in our office.
We sure do. As you can imagine, you know, there's a lot of tech that goes on with radio. Lots of buttons to press.
Yeah. And so they don't start, I believe one of them, he's starting at 9 o'clock this morning. So don't think he'll be, he'll probably just be getting ready for work at the moment. And
yeah.
So what I thought is there's a hotline number that we can call if anything goes wrong with the studio and it goes straight through to their mobile.
Yeah.
So what I thought we'd do is we call that number. and see how he responds if something went really wrong in the studio. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst things that can go wrong in the studio is to spill drink into the desk with
Classic.
All the faders on it. So that's our little idea this morning. We're going to give him a call.
Hello, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben, how are you, mate? It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Mate, I've got a little bit of a problem. I was just wondering if you can help me out a bit.
Yeah.
I've just spilt coffee through the desk.
Oh, okay.
And it's making, it's not a smoky smell, but it's kind of like a little bit of a burning. Like, it's not terrible, but I feel like I should call you guys and just be like, oh, sorry, man.
No, it's all good. Thanks for letting us know.
Are you close by at all? Is there any way?
No, I'm still 40 minutes out of where I'm going to be there. So is it a particular module or is it all of them?
Yeah, it's mostly the PC one that's out of action. So I can probably make it work until you get here if that works for you.
Yeah, leave that one off and just use the one next to it.
Yeah, cool. Are you right to swing by once you get in this morning?
Yeah, mate, we'll come straight to you, yeah.
Cool. Mate, can I ask you a bit of a favour, actually? Because the coffee's kind of gone everywhere, when you're on the way in this morning, would you mind stopping off somewhere and picking one up? Because the machine's broken, and so at work here, and I was just wondering if you could grab one on the way in and then...
What do you mean the machine's broken?
Yeah, the coffee machine's not working here, so I was just wondering, we've spilled coffee all through the desk... And so I don't actually have any to drink at the moment. I was just wondering if you could grab some.
Of all the things.
There's a drive-thru. I can send you the location of the drive-thru if that works.
It's the one on Blair Street there.
Ben, mate, you're way too nice, okay? You're putting up with my shit and you're even contemplating getting me a coffee.
A small, skinny, flat white?
Mate, none of that is real. And we were just testing you. Today's World Techies Day. And you guys put up with way too much from us. And so I thought, we call you and see how far we can push you. Turns out there's no limit to how nice you are.
I thought when you said the coffee machine was broken, I thought that's a bigger issue than the desk.
Well, I'm not coming in.
Mate, you're an absolute champion. Thank you for everything you do for us. And
happy World Techies Day. We haven't got you a present or anything. This is it.
Yeah, this is it. A present is that we just actually haven't broken anything today.
Yeah, there you go.
Good news.
I just love that the coffee machine was the biggest issue there, not the desk. Yeah. not what we've ruined.
Everyone on their way into this office this morning is going, well, I'm not going into work today.
So for anyone who's got a techie in their life, if it's your local IT dude, if it's the guy in your office that maybe you don't speak to as much, you go and you say Happy Techies Day to that person today.
Busselton Central Shopping Centre, an exciting place for the whole family to shop.
Talking debt, Shanos.
Yeah, online shopping debt, because it's just too easy these days. It's 2019. You can buy anything online. And if you don't have the money with you, that's fine.
And even Instagram has the bloody... The
thing. Little shopping links now. You can easily just click buy now and it will be there for you. But yeah, it is too easy now to buy things when you don't have the money. So we want to know how much money you owe because of online shopping.
Yeah. Now, Gaz from Kalgoorlie, mate, you got a bit of an online shopping debt.
Yeah, mate, I'm up to about $5,500.
That's a lot of money. Whoa. I was expecting $500 to be a really big number, but $5,500, that's quite a bit of money.
Okay, are we talking a combo? Are we Afterpay, credit card? What is it?
This one's credit card.
Yeah, but, okay. And is this like a mix of lots of things or is it sort of just one item?
No, it's a couple things. So yeah. Mrs. is pregnant. I'm going to have a baby, so... Okay. Yeah. When the new iPhone and all the new Apple stuff came out, I thought, well, here's my last crack at it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be buying toys for the rest of my life, but the next 12 months,
gotta
18
get,
months, they're yep. not going to be for me. So
got to get something for yourself. Something.
It's very ambitious of you to think that that period of time with no toys for you will only last 18 months. I was expecting, two decades or something like that before you get to spend money on yourself again.
18 months.
Mate, don't take this from me, mate. I need it.
$5,500. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling, guys. That's a lot of money, but I believe that you can do it. You've done the right thing.
I figured I'd better stock up. So.
Question for you. Does your wife know?
She knows that I have spent some money. She's not entirely clear on how much.
That's all right, because I bet that she's also spent some money that maybe you're not clear on how much.
Yeah. You're after, surprise, Gaz, your afterpay is not 5.5. Yeah. It's actually a lot more than that.
You guys ready? You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Now, Tony from Bunbury, who would you like to take on this morning, mate?
I'll take yourself on.
Ooh. All right, all right. Mate. Five questions, buzz in with your name, and if one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets one free crack at it, okay?
Okay.
All righty, let's do this. Number one, what is the title of the first Harry Potter film? Harry Potter and the... Tony, that was you.
Bloody hell, there's so many of them.
Three, two, one. Harry Potter and the... You've lost it. That's right. Jesse, what is it?
I got it.
Yep.
Philosopher's Stone.
It is. Good job.
Took me a while. Thank you for buzzing in, Tony, because that gave me the time that I needed to think about it.
All right. Number two is a true or false.
Okay.
Justin and Hailey Bieber got married again this week and made their guests... Oh, I didn't get to finish the question. So, Tony, is
it...
He's
got a 50-50 shot.
Is it true or false?
I'll go false.
Good job!
What was the question?
The question was, they made their guests watch Beauty and the Beast before the wedding. That is false. They made everyone watch The Notebook before the wedding.
Still weird.
Still weird, but good job, Tony. So one all at the moment. Number three is a multiple choice. AFL footballer Tim Kelly is requesting a trade to the West Coast Eagles. Which team is Tim currently playing for?
Geelong.
Yes. Yeah, okay. You're too good. I didn't even get to name the options. All right, Tony, if Jesse was to get this...
My cousin plays for him.
Oh, no.
Mate.
What's your cousin's name?
Name drop.
If you say Paddy Dangerfield, I'm going to be really impressed.
No. It's my wife's uncle's boy. So he's my first cousin or something.
It's a stretch.
I think it's bloody name.
Okay,
so let's move on.
Make that one of the questions in the quiz.
Okay, yeah. Number four is, again, a multiple choice. Jesse, if you get this, you've won it.
Okay, come on, Tony.
Tony, you need this one for it to be a draw. Now, number four, multiple choice. Which of these is the most southerly town in WA?
Okay.
A, Albany. B, Bremer Bay. C, Cape Legrand.
Tony.
Tony?
I'll go Cape Legrand.
Sorry, that is incorrect. So, Jesse, what do you reckon? Is it Albany or Bremer Bay?
Bremer Bay.
No! It's Albany. Oh. That's all right. Let's move on. Number five, again, a multiple choice.
Okay.
Yesterday, Lady Gaga announced the name of her new album. What is it? A, Gaga. B, Beyonce. C, Adele.
Jesse.
Jesse, that was you.
Gaga?
No.
What? How is it one of the others?
Tony, what do you think it is? Do you think it's Beyonce or Adele? What is Lady Gaga naming her album?
I'll go Adele.
It is Adele, which means we need a tiebreaker. We've got two all. Let me whip out the tiebreaker. Gosh, this is close. You're a smart man, Tony.
Okay. The winner takes all.
All right. Tiebreaker
takes it all.
Shush.
Okay.
In the Toy Story film franchise, what was the name of Buzz and Woody's original owner?
Jesse.
Yeah?
Andy?
Yeah! Oh. Good job.
For a second there, I was a little bit worried about them being...
That was Andy, question mark?
Yeah, having another owner before that?
Before Andy. Yeah, no, good job. I'm so sorry, Tony.
Brilliant effort from you, Tones.
Jesse's horrible, isn't he? I'm so sorry.
Hey, mate, if you ever remember what your cousin's name is, give us a bell. We'd love to get him on the show. Thanks, mate.
No problem.
Cheers, mate. That one's back again tomorrow. Or you can make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile with Optus. And if you call 13 12 16 just after 8 o'clock tomorrow, you could be winning yourself $100 playing You Versus Us. But coming up next, Shanos.
Marriage proposals. Really cool things have happened. I've got two stories, actually.
Is it about you?
No, I wish.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch up on Hit FM.
Marriage proposals, because there's been two cute stories that have just come out. One guy was secretly taking photos of his soon-to-be wife and the wedding ring before she even knew he was going to propose. And another woman has dressed up as some foliage to try and hide and take great proposal pics of her sister and her partner.
It's a very good effort from very both good of effort. Them involved.
Exactly. So I want to know about your cool marriage proposal stories.
Something a bit different, because amongst our family, there is just nothing exciting.
There's no good quality content in there.
Zero from you and I.
Yep.
Nothing from our parents.
Yep.
Brooke from Australind, what happened with your proposal?
I found a receipt a few months beforehand.
Oh.
And it was quite expensive. And I found it in the bathroom.
No.
And I went to him and I was like, what the hell have you spent so much money on?
Oh, you didn't know what it was for?
No. And I was just like, we are broke. Like, what are you doing?
On you.
And then a few months later, he goes into the jewelry store and he brings out these stingy as all hell earrings. And he's like, this is what I bought. And I was like, you spent that much money.
Also, it took him that long to come up with an excuse.
Yeah, I've got this.
I feel his pain. So what did you end up doing? Did you get it out of him or...?
He then, after I was just like gobsmacked and I was like, why did you spend so much money on these things? He then took me to the beach and it was freezing and he said, I'm just going to have a smoke. And I'm standing there like freezing my ass off. So I'm like, why am I standing
here? This is romantic.
I also love the way that Brooke tells it. She's like, oh, I'm just going to have a smoke. Yeah. Like, you can tell she's not happy with it.
I was so cold and I was like, you just spent all this money on these stupid earrings. And then he's like, oh, you don't like them. And I was like, no, I do like them. They're nice, thanks. And then he finally gets down on one knee and asks me to marry him.
There you go. And happily ever after ever since, hey?
Yes. 2 kids later and we're still not married, but we're getting there.
What'd you do with the earrings?
I think I wore them for about a month. And then I lost
them. They're in the bin now.
Just enough to put in the effort.
I lost them in the trash. Thank you so much, Brooke. Good story.
Good on you, Brooke. All right, let's go to Dougie from Merritt. And Doug, what happened with your proposal, mate?
I picture it. Sydney 2000, New Year's Eve, eternity on the Harbour Bridge. I turned to my girlfriend and said, so what do you reckon?
You want to be my missile?
And yeah, still together, all good.
Oh, that is really nice. I like
that's
that.
That's actually really good, Tom.
That's romantic.
Sydney Harbour Bridge, turn of the millennia. That's a doozy.
Oh, that's big. Yeah,
I do love that you just said, what do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
She knew what was up.
You threw her the ring away. Catch, what do you reckon?
I do hear about it all the time, but you know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. All righty. Colin from Treendale, wrap this one up for us, mate. What happened with your proposal?
Well, it wasn't me that actually proposed. It was my wife.
Oh, I love
you.
That. How'd she do it?
Well, we were on a hog ride all the way to Kalgoorlie.
You mean motorbike?
Yes.
Okay, I was imagining pigs.
Sorry.
Okay, yep, cool. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Sean and I are not cool.
So, all right, I'll rephrase it. We're on a Harley ride.
There you go.
We were doing the dawn service in Kalgoorlie. A couple of years ago, 3 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, we're all standing around the pool. We're all had a few drinks. Anyhow, she comes up with a bottle top ring with a bit of tin foil folded up as a diamond sort of thing. And, she proposed to me.
I love that. She knew what she wanted. And are you still married?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yep.
Still wearing that ring, Cole?
Absolutely.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.